The meeting opened with a presentation from Anna Chafin, President and CEO of RISE, Regional Industry Support Enterprise, who discussed the organization's efforts in addressing workforce challenges across an 8-county region, including Bullock County. RISE was formed in response to Hyundai's mega plant in Bryan County, which is expected to bring 8,500 jobs and billions in investment to the area. To prepare for this influx, a 2023 workforce study conducted by Wadley Donovan Gutshaw Consulting identified key concerns such as labor shortages, housing gaps, childcare barriers, and transportation needs. The study projected that over 16,000 job openings will need to be filled by 2027, particularly in technical and production roles. Chafin also emphasized the untapped potential of military veterans transitioning from Fort Stewart and Hunter Army Airfield, where only 40% of the 3,500 annual separations currently remain in the region. To address these workforce challenges, RISE is actively working with Georgia Tech and Georgia Southern University on studies to assess housing and childcare solutions. Additionally, the organization is focused on marketing local job opportunities to both regional job seekers and talent from outside the state. Chafin concluded by thanking the council for their time and offering to share the workforce study's executive summary upon request. Following the workforce discussion, the council recognized the first graduating class of the Emerging Leaders Academy, a 6-month leadership development program for city employees. The program, which began in August 2024, focused on topics such as team building, performance management, ethics, and individual development planning. A total of 17 employees completed the program: Jared Akins, Captain, Statesboro Police Department; Matt Akick, Assistant Director, Public Utilities; Kristen Cooper, Customer Service, Finance; Nick Boggs, Assistant Natural Gas Superintendent, Natural Gas; Tim Grams, Fire Chief, Statesboro Fire Department; Glenn Green, Water Sewer Superintendent, Public Utilities; Robbie Jordan, Chief Building Official, Planning and Development; Richard Marshall, Parks Supervisor, Public Works and Engineering; Marty McLean, Network Administrator, Information Technology; David Moyer, Assistant City Engineer, Public Works and Engineering; Daryl Perkins, Wastewater Superintendent, Public Utilities; Spencer Rowe, Captain, Statesboro Fire Department; Andrew Samples, Captain, Statesboro Fire Department; Richard Smiley, Streets and Parks Superintendent, Public Works and Engineering; Justin Taylor, Fire Prevention Officer, Statesboro Fire Department; Marcos Trejo, Assistant Director, Public Works; Stormwater Manager; Justin Williams, Planning and Housing Administrator, Planning and Development; Inaugural Emerging Leaders Academy class with the City Council. Blake Williams. City officials praised the graduates for their commitment to leadership development and expressed excitement for the launch of a second cohort in the coming months. The council then moved on to zoning and development decisions, including the denial of a rezoning request for 509 East Main Street. Luis Gonzalez, the property owner, sought to rezone the lot from R15, one household residential, to R3, medium density multi-household residential, to develop additional multifamily units. However, Kathy Field, Director of Planning and Development, recommended denial, citing incompatibility with the surrounding neighborhood. Residents in District 1 voiced concerns about increased traffic, decreased property values, and a lack of neighborhood support for affordable housing. The Planning Commission had previously voted 6-0 to recommend denial, and the council upheld that decision. Other zoning and development approvals included a variance request for Peak Point Properties, LLC, allowing the removal of the 10-foot maximum front yard setback on a 5.51-acre property on Stambic Lane, and a rezoning approval for Black Creek Investments, LLC, allowing for multi-household units at 111 West Inman Street. The council also approved several major purchases and contracts, including a $60,000 contract with Goodwin Mills Callwood for a fire services study, a $698,340 land purchase for landfill expansion on Lakeview Road, and the purchase of a $146,255 SWAT van for the Statesboro Police Department, funded by SPLOST. Other approvals included a $50,252 Ford F-254x4 for the Parks Division and the extension of a lease for U.S. Representative Rick Allen's office in City Hall for another 2 years at no cost. Another key decision was the adjustment of city fines to comply with Georgia's House Bill 1284, which raises the minimum fine for passing a stopped school bus from $745 to $1,000. The council unanimously approved the change to bring Statesboro's fine structure in line with state law. City Manager Charles Penny, who attended remotely, provided updates on two major topics. First, he announced an upcoming January 30th meeting between the city, Mayor Pro Tem Sherry Barr, and county officials to discuss the fire district agreement. The current five-year agreement is set to expire, and the county recently voted to cancel the existing arrangement. The meeting will give city leaders an opportunity to hear the county's concerns and discuss next steps. Penny also addressed the city's response to the recent winter storm Enzo, praising staff for their efforts during rare snow conditions in Statesboro. While acknowledging that the city does not invest in snowplows or salt treatment equipment due to the infrequency of such storms, he commended Bullock County EMA Director Corey Kemp and Public Works Director Randy Tillman for their coordination in ensuring public safety. During the public comments section, Len Fatica representing Bullock Vode took the podium to recognize the Statesboro Police Department and other law enforcement agencies for their efforts during the storm. Fatica highlighted their role in maintaining around-the-clock assistance at the Vode Warming Center at Pittman Park, which was open for 4 days before relocating to Statesboro Mission Church. He shared a particularly harrowing incident in which officers discovered an elderly man buried under a tarp with 4 inches of snow on top of him. Fatica credited Statesboro Police Chief Mike Broadhead and his team for saving the man's life by transporting him to safety and ensuring he received medical care. Before adjourning, city officials also reminded the public of two important upcoming events. The Mayor's State of the City Address on February 25 at 7 p.m. at the Emma Kelly Theater and the City Council Retreat from March 13 to 15 in Augusta at the Marriott Convention Center. With several major approvals, leadership recognitions, and ongoing discussions about the fire district agreement and workforce development, the Statesboro City Council continues to tackle key issues shaping the city's future. To view the agenda in full, click here. Agenda 1. Call to order by Mayor Jonathan McCullough. 2. Invocation and Pledge of Allegiance, led by Councilmember Paulette Chavers. 3. Recognitions, Public Presentations. A. Presentation by Anna Chafin, President and CEO of RISE, Regional Industry Support Enterprise, regarding regional workforce development. Anna Chafin, President and CEO of RISE, Regional Industry Support Enterprise, addressed the mayor and council to discuss RISE's mission and its role in workforce development across an 8-county region, including Bullock County. RISE was created in response to Hyundai's 2022 announcement of its mega plant in Bryan County, which will bring 8,500 jobs and billions in investments to the area. This news spurred regional leaders, including Chafin and representatives from Bullock, Bryan, Chatham, and Effingham counties, to commission a workforce study in 2023 with Wadley Donovan Gutshaw Consulting. The study identified labor supply challenges and proposed strategies to address workforce shortages, particularly in technical and production roles, while highlighting issues such as attainable housing, childcare availability, and transportation barriers. RISE officially launched in January 2024, with funding from the Savannah Economic Development Authority, SEDA. Chafin shared several key findings from the workforce study. Competitive pay and retention strategies are critical for employers, with recommendations such as on-site amenities like childcare and career development pathways. The study also projected a high demand for technical and production jobs, with over 16,000 openings expected by 2027. Emphasizing the need for a broader approach to post-high school education, Chafin encouraged promoting technical education and direct-to-work options alongside traditional college pathways. She also addressed the underutilized potential of military talent from Fort Stewart and Hunter Army Airfield, noting that only 40% of the 3,500 annual separations currently remain in the region. RISE is actively working on initiatives to tackle these challenges through specialized working groups focused on military retention, support for underrepresented workers, such as second chance hires and opportunity youth, housing, transportation, childcare, and education. Chafin highlighted collaborations with Georgia Tech and Georgia Southern to study housing and childcare needs in the area. RISE also aims to market local career opportunities to both regional job seekers and outside talent. She concluded by thanking the council for their time and offered to share the workforce study's executive summary upon request. B. Recognition of the inaugural cohort of the Emerging Leaders Academy. The City of Statesboro recognized the first graduating class of the Emerging Leaders Academy, a leadership development initiative designed to cultivate leadership skills within city departments. The six-month program, which began in August 2024, focused on team building, organizational culture, performance management, ethics and compliance, and individual development planning. 17 employees successfully completed the program, and city officials expressed appreciation for the fiscal resources that allowed for the training and development of emerging leaders. The city looks forward to launching a second cohort in the coming months to continue investing in its workforce. The members of the inaugural Emerging Leaders Academy class are Jared Akins, Captain, Statesboro Police Department Matt Akick, Assistant Director, Public Utilities Kristen Cooper, Customer Service, Finance Nick Boggs, Assistant Natural Gas Superintendent, Natural Gas Tim Grams, Fire Chief, Statesboro Fire Department Glenn Green, Water Sewer Superintendent, Public Utilities Robbie Jordan, Chief Building Official, Planning and Development Richard Marshall, Parks Supervisor, Public Works and Engineering Marty McLean, Network Administrator, Information Technology David Moyer, Assistant City Engineer, Public Works and Engineering Daryl Perkins, Wastewater Superintendent, Public Utilities Spencer Rowe, Captain, Statesboro Fire Department Andrew Samples, Captain, Statesboro Fire Department Richard Smiley, Streets and Parks Superintendent, Public Works and Engineering Justin Taylor, Fire Prevention Officer, Statesboro Fire Department Marcos Trejo, Assistant Director, Public Works, Stormwater Manager Justin Williams, Planning and Housing Administrator, Planning and Development 4. Public Comments, Agenda Item, None Approved 5. Consideration of a motion to approve the Consent Agenda A. Approval of Minutes A. January 7, 2025, Council Minutes B. Surplus and Disposition Approval of a 1996 E1 Aerial Apparatus in the Statesboro Fire Department. 6. Public Hearing and Consideration of a Motion to Approve Denied Application RZ 24 November 01. Luis Gonzalez requests a zoning map amendment from the R15-1 Household Residential Zoning District to the R3 Medium Density Multi-Household Residential Zoning District to develop additional units on a 0.87-acre property at 509 East Main Street, Tax Parcel #MS578000, Kathy Field, Director of Planning and Development, presented the deferred zoning request regarding 509 East Main Street at the corner of East Main and Randall Road. The property, currently zoned R15-1 Household Residential, consists of an existing home. The applicant, Luis Gonzalez, seeks to rezone the property to R3, medium-density multi-household residential, to retain the existing house and develop additional multifamily units beyond what is currently allowed. Field explained that the property is situated in an established residential neighborhood. While a compromise plan was discussed with the applicant, including the retention of the existing home and potential multifamily units, the Planning and Development Department recommended denial of the request, citing a lack of compatibility with the surrounding area. If the request were to be approved, Field outlined several conditions for the property. Approval does not automatically grant development rights, and all construction must undergo further review. Cottage courts would not be allowed due to potential traffic increases and necessary retention. Sufficient buffering must be provided on all sides to increase screening for neighboring properties. The Planning Commission, at its December 3, 2024, meeting, voted unanimously, 6-0, to recommend denial of the rezoning request. Additionally, the Council had deferred the request during its December 7 meeting. Field also mentioned receiving a letter from a resident, Dorothy Jones, directed to Councilwoman Johnson, outlining opposition from District 1 residents. Concerns included increased traffic, decreased property values, lack of neighborhood support for affordable housing, and alignment with the Planning Commission's denial. The council voted to deny the rezoning request, consistent with the recommendation from Planning and Development and the Planning Commission. 7. Public hearing and consideration of a motion to approve approved application v. 24 December 01. Peak Point Properties, LLC requests a variance to remove the 10-foot maximum front yard setback on a 5.51-acre property located on Stambic Lane, tax parcel #MS63026000.8. Public hearing and consideration of a motion to approve approved application RZ 24 December 02, Black Creek Investments, LLC requests a zoning map amendment from the R6, one household residential, to the R3, medium-density multi-household residential, zoning district to develop multi-household units with four buildings on a 0.28-acre property at 111 West Inman Street, tax parcel #S19097000, approved 9. Public hearing and consideration of a motion to approve application for an alcohol license Reliance 2024 Inc. applicant, Sandip Kumar D. Patel address, 17412 U.S. Highway 301, and license type, package sales, beer and wine only, approved 10. Public hearing and consideration of a motion to approve applications for alcohol licenses Antoinette Cafe Kitchen applicants, Nakira Boggs, Samir Adams address, 193 West Main Street license type, Restaurant Huey's of Statesboro applicant, Joni King address, 232 South Main Street license type, Restaurant Happy Walk Asian Buffet Inc. applicants, Hao Lin, Kevin Lin address, 26 Independence Way license type, Restaurant 11. Hearing consideration of a motion to revoke a massage parlor license for Lisa's Therapeutic Massage at 609 Brannan Street due to alleged illegal activity, per City of Statesboro Ordinances 18-141 and 18-143. On November 14, 2024, Statesboro Police Department conducted an undercover operation at subject business. Chunying Hu and Joshong Lee were both arrested on prostitution-related charges, moved to February 4, approved 12. Consideration of a motion to approve Resolution 2025-03 adoption of the Third Amendment to the City of Statesboro Schedule of Rates, Fees, and Fines for Fiscal Year 2025. The State of Georgia, with House Bill 1284, increased the minimum fine amount of passing a school bus loading, unlading children to $1,000. The city's current minimum fine is $745. To be in compliance with state law, the city needs to change its minimum fine to $1,000, approved 13. Consideration of a motion to approve a lease agreement extension of office space lease to Representative Rick Allen for an additional 2 years, with no rent assessed. City has traditionally provided office space in City Hall to our congressional representative free of charge. This lease would continue the placement of the office in City Hall through Rep. Allen's upcoming 2-year term in the U.S. House of Representatives, approved 14. Consideration of a motion to approve a contract. Approval of a $60,000 contract with Goodwin Mills Cawood, GMC, for a fire services study, funded by the Statesboro Fire Service Fund operating budget. City staff solicited requests for qualifications, RFQ, to conduct a financial study of the Statesboro Fire Department, SFD. The RFQs were advertised for 30 days and listed on the Georgia Procurement Registry. Two vendors submitted proposals and after interviews of both consultant staff recommended GMC. The scope of work by GMC will include the following: 1. Data gathering and evaluation of SFD operations. 2. Determination of cost of services and level of service provided. 3. Analysis of call data and correlation to property data. And 4. Determination of revenue sources and analysis of suitability for a fire service fee. Additionally, their work will also include study of current taxable and non-taxable properties, property uses and risk classes, current and future station locations, capital equipment, and long-range plans. This phase of work is anticipated to take approximately 6 months. GMC has performed studies for several fire departments in Georgia, including the implementation of successful fire service fee programs. Such work includes Garden City and McDuffie County. Their work with the Thompson McDuffie Fire Department resulted in a successfully implemented fire service fee to improve delivery of fire services. McDuffie County has provided recommendation of GMC for this work. Approved 15. Consideration of a motion to approve a Memorandum of Understanding with Habitat for Humanity and Agape Worship Center for residential development in the Johnson Street area. City is applying for a CHIP, Community Home Investment Program, grant for construction of new housing. It has been advised that an MOU such as this will aid in the application process. Approved 16. Consideration of a motion to approve a purchase agreement with Marilyn Avila and Brenda W. Meeks for $698,340 to acquire 38.73 acres of land at 431 Lakeview Road for an inert landfill, funded by Solid Waste Disposal Fund operating income and 2019 SPLOST funds. WSP, formerly Golder Associates, Inc., has been working with the City of Statesboro since 1993 at the Lakeview Road landfill. As the engineer of record, WSP supports city staff through monitoring of the closed municipal solid waste landfill, operation of the existing transfer station and operation of the inert landfill at the Lakeview Road landfill site. The existing inert landfill at the Lakeview Road landfill has a remaining capacity timeline of approximately 5 to 7 years. However, the projected community growth rate will shorten this timeline considerably. Further, the current site does not have sufficient soil to provide cover materials required to operate the inert landfill. The city has no additional property to expand operations or to borrow cover material from and now must import soils as cover material. WSP has previously performed a landfill siting study and investigated options for operations beyond the current permitted and available inert landfill. Initial options included siting a new inert landfill in a more central geographic location in the county. However, the final recommendation is to expand the inert landfill by acquiring adjacent property and seeking necessary permits for the available expansion. In fact, WSP began preliminary engineering work in anticipation of moving forward with this process, which will provide capacity life of the inert landfill of approximately 20 years. Approved 17. Consideration of a motion to approve an award purchase of a 15-passenger SWAT van from LVD Custom Specialty Vehicles for $146,255, funded by the 2019 SPLOST. The City of Statesboro issued an invitation to bid for a 15-passenger SWAT response vehicle to numerous dealerships and advertised for over 2 weeks. LVD Custom Specialty Vehicles Form Burlington, WI responded with the lowest bid, which included a $5,090 delivery fee. Approved 18. Consideration of a motion to approve a vehicle purchase award of a 2025 F-254 by 4 crew cab purchase for the Parks Division to J.C. Lewis Ford for $50,252, funded through the GMA lease pool. The City of Statesboro issued an invitation to bid for a 2025 F-254 X4 crew cab for the Parks Division to numerous dealerships and advertised for over 2 weeks. J.C. Lewis Ford of Statesboro was the only dealership to respond and therefore is recommended for the contract award. 19. Other business from City Council. Mayor Pro Temp Sherry Barr thanked everyone for their work during the ice storm. 20. City Manager's Comments. City Manager Charles Penny, who was unable to attend the meeting in person, provided an update on 2 key items. First, he mentioned an upcoming meeting on Thursday, January 30, where the Mayor Pro Tem Sherry Barr, and several city staff members will meet with the county to discuss the fire district agreement. The current 5-year agreement is set to expire, and the county voted in December to cancel the existing arrangement. The meeting, scheduled for 10:30 a.m., will provide an opportunity to hear the county's concerns and discuss the future of fire services. Penny also reminded the council of several important upcoming events. Mayor's State of the City Address, February 25 at 7 p.m. at the Emma Kelly Theater. City Council Retreat, March 13 to 15 in Augusta at the Marriott Convention Center. Travel is planned for March 13th, with a full session on March 14th and a half-day session on March 15th. Addressing the recent snowfall in Statesboro, Penny expressed appreciation for city staff and their response to the unusual weather. He acknowledged that while the city does not invest in snowplows or salt treatment equipment, since such conditions occur only once every 8 years, staff worked through the situation efficiently. He also praised Bullock County EMA Director Corey Kemp and Public Works Director Randy Tillman for their coordination efforts during the storm. Penny concluded by reflecting on his decision to close City Hall for 1 day and implement delayed openings for 2 days due to road conditions. He emphasized that while it was a difficult call, ensuring public safety was the priority. Overall, he commended the city's response and thanked staff for their hard work during the event. 21. Public comments, General. Len Fatica, representing Bullock Vode, took the podium to express appreciation for the Statesboro Police Department and other law enforcement agencies for their efforts during the recent winter storm. Fatica, originally from a northern state, joked about enjoying the opportunity to drive in the snow again but quickly shifted to a serious note regarding the city's response to the cold weather emergency. He highlighted the coordinated efforts between the Statesboro Police Department, Georgia Southern University Police, and the Bullock County Sheriff's Office in maintaining a nearly 24-hour presence at the Vode Warming Center at Pittman Park, which was open for 4 days before being moved to Statesboro Mission Church. Fatica shared a particularly critical incident where officers discovered an elderly man underneath a tarp covered in 4 inches of snow. He credited the insulation from the snow for likely saving the man's life. Officers quickly transported him to the shelter, where medical personnel assessed his condition. Fatica extended a special shout-out to Police Chief Mike Broadhead and his team for their dedication and life-saving response during the storm. 22. Executive session. Motion to enter executive session to discuss personnel matters, real estate, and/or potential litigation, per OCGA 50143-B. No action taken. 23. Adjournment.